The views expressed in this radio program are not necessarily those of Q95 FM Radio. Q95 FM Radio will not accept any responsibility or liability for the statements made in the course of this program.
TGIF. Saying thank God it's Manfend. It's not TGIF, it's TGIME. To gimme. Thank God it's Manfend. Wanna say a big good afternoon to all the lovely folks out there. All of the very hard working Dominicans. Big good afternoon to all the visitors on island, whether you are returning national or whether you are non-national but you found your home in Dominica. If you're French, bienvenue. Bienvenue à l'île nature de la Caraïbe, la Dominique. If you're either Italian or Spanish or any one of those romantic or romance languages, bienvenido a la isla, a nuestra isla. There's a lot happening this weekend. I'm going to give you a little rundown just before I share some rather interesting information with you. It's Friday, so we're just going to chill and enjoy the time, okay? We have the folks from Fort Young who'll be joining us in a little bit. So here's what's happening over the weekend, some of what's happening. First of all, this evening, don't forget, it's the Cadence Calypso Festival happening on the Bayfront. Big Cadence Calypso competition coming up, so we have the Cadence Calypso happening. Also, the folks down in Loubière, all of those who grew up in Loubière, Loubière area, it is Loubière reunion. So tonight at the Crazy Coconuts, it's the Miss Loubière competition. I see someone's already on my line. Let me see if they have some info. Hello, good day.
Good afternoon, Giselle.
Good afternoon. You sound a little sad. Are you all right?
No, I'm not far.
Okay. No, I said you sounded sad. Sad. Malheureux. Sad.
Okay.
No, you just relaxing?
Yes, I'm relaxing.
Okay, tell me. Talk to me.
Yes, I've been hearing you on the air for some time and I decided to give you a call today.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
So I haven't heard what you have chosen to speak about.
Mm-hmm.
But my whole interest was just to call you, you know.
Oh, okay. So you're just saying hi?
Yeah, just to say hi because you sound so exciting and some of the topics that you have as well.
Mm-hmm.
You have had it.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm hoping that you have a good weekend. You're doing something special this weekend. Not special, but, you know, going somewhere, doing something. There's Thibaut Feast. There's Saint Anne Feast. There's Granberry Union.
Vehicles.
Coulibis Tree.
Something. We have a funeral. So I'm preparing for that.
Oh, a funeral. Oh, please accept my condolences.
Oh, yeah. It's Vehicles people.
Okay.
You have been to Vehicles before?
A long time ago. I've been trying to get up to Vehicles the last couple months, but I'll get there soon. Don't worry.
Okay.
All right. You have yourself a good day.
Yes, yeah, same to you, Jesus.
Okay.
Nice to you.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you there. So a lot of village feasts. I know Thibaut is on Feast St. Anne in Maho is on Coulibis Tree. Not Coliho, Coulibis Tree's Feast, Granberry Union, Loubière Reunion. Tonight is a Miss Loubière show at Crazy Coconuts. What else? There's something I'm missing. Cadence Calypso, I mentioned. Cadence Calypso Festival this evening at the Bayfront. There's some concert or something. Omari Banks is in Dominica. He just came by this morning to say hi here at QFM. Hi, Omari. And the Banks family, Banky Banks, Fabiana, Linda Banks, all of the other banks in Anguilla, a lot of Anguillians in Dominica, and a lot of Dominicans who lived in Anguilla, very familiar with Omari, but taking over from his dad in terms of the singing. but we're probably more familiar with Omari as a member of the West Indies cricket team. So Omari's in Dominica. I think there's a concert happening somewhere last flight in Margat over the weekend. They'll be on with Matt tomorrow at 9, so you can hear a little bit more about that. And well, that's something else is happening, not happening this weekend, but we're once you in advance for next weekend. Is a QTS Under 16 final singing competition, the DJ final as well, and our Summer Splash. That's at Harlem Plaza next Sunday. But if you're looking for a place to go during the day tomorrow, we're going to talk a little bit about that with the folks from the Fortune Hotel. It's Summer Splash 2014. Stay locked. We'll be right back. Oh, where did my music disappear to? Okay, let's try this. Stay locked. Not started yet, but your month end, if you've gotten that paper already, yeah, we're gonna get you started here right this evening, yeah, and you're gonna continue into tomorrow. It's all happening at the Fort Young Hotel,
yeah, yeah. Lose control, a body of soul, don't move too fast.
I just have to share this with you just before we start. The lady's already in the house. Surgeons Ashmer removed 230 teeth from a 17-year-old in India in his mouth, eh? I just need to say that. Let me put on your mic, hold on.
So I was just gonna ask you, Giselle, uh-huh, where did all those come from?
From his mouth. 230 teeth surgeons removed from his mouth. Apparently he had something where basically his the jaw cavity started, mm-hmm, forming tumors, and those cells replicated the bone, jaw, the tooth, the inner male. So they basically they're on their own little mission, making teeth on their own.
That's very fun. That's funny. My God, that's amazing.
230 teeth, but no teeth about what's going to happen tonight, right? Tell us about, introduce your colleague here.
Okay, we have Makisha with us, mm-hmm, Makisha Serai. She's going to talk about our special trivia, which is something new that we're going to be having on our Facebook. And on the radio, it starts every Friday. So, just to start, it's Friday, peoples. Happy Friday, everybody. I hope you're all doing that happy dance. It's all happening at the Fort Young Hotel. We have a Fort Young Fridays tonight, cocktails and conversations. You don't want to miss it, starting at 5 p.m. until 11 p.m. We have great entertainment this evening by the Little Green People, which is a great band.
I need to look them up. Do they have anything on YouTube?
They do, and they have their own Facebook page.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. Good.
But it is, they're like members of different bands mm-hmm. who form the band, and they play great music, wow. reggae, all types of music. So okay. we have them on tonight with us. The band starts from 7. And then we have our barbecue buffet. You know, you can get your barbecue chicken, your fish, the water of the night. Great food at great prices. And not forgetting our special drinks. Happy hour prices all night long. So that's all happening at the Fortune Hotel tonight. Friday, you don't want to miss that. So start your Friday at the Fortune Hotel.
Don't get ahead, just jump into it. Y'all hear about it, the P's will do it. Get started, get stupid. Don't worry about it, people will walk you through it. Step by step like an infant new kid. Inch by inch with a new solution.
Okay, so let me go over to... Is Makisha ready
yes.
with the quiz?
We're gonna I'm just going to talk a bit about the Summer Splash.
Okay,
and then Makisha's going to end before
okay,
a trivia.
Summer Splash, okay.
So
we don't want people researching the answers too early.
Not as yet.
No,
so
okay.
I'll tell you just
all
a little
right.
bit in a short while. So you don't want to miss as well Summer Splash 2014 at the Fortune Hotel from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. And we have our entrance fee at $10 EC for tomorrow again. And we have for our kayak racing, we have the First Caribbean International Bank is going to be competing with Clare Harbor.
So okay, can I give a recommendation for the
sure.
kayak race?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not sure if you can control it at uh-huh. all,
mm-hmm.
But I could be wrong and I may get into trouble, but mm-hmm. I noticed probably one of the teams last week,
mm-hmm.
they did not quite... finish. They seem to be in a different dimension. Somebody laid back in a boat and
yes,
couldn't sit back up. So maybe the free rampant from 2 to 3. Maybe the teams might want to leave that to
or
the
maybe
the
maybe
non-competing teams.
I think maybe they were very excited that they had to participate, you know, so they warmed up before,
the
event. Yes, that's what I think happened.
But it was fun anyway.
Yeah, it was.
Yes.
But we have First Caribbean and Clare Harbor is going to be competing tomorrow.
Okay.
And we have our sponsors going to be their games. Lime always does their trivia, their question and answer, you know, offering great prizes every Saturday. So you don't want to miss that. And also we have DJ Flip with us tomorrow, mm-hmm. Getting the hype up for Summer Splash. So you don't want to miss your complimentary rum punch from 2 to 3 o'clock when you come in. And entrance fee only $10. So that's all happening tomorrow. So we're looking forward to that. Last week was a really good event.
It was really
we
good.
Had Kabuli doing, they had beer drinking,
the beer drinking
competition.
Yes.
And there were other competition as well. So if you missed last week, you definitely don't want to miss this Saturday, starting 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Warner's Bar on the Boardwalk Summer Splash.
Are you going to have the 5 for 20 bucket again?
Yes, so we
Ooh.
Do that. Yes.
Every Saturday.
Kabuli,
every Saturday?
Yes,
Ooh.
It is.
Okay.
Kabuli is one of our main partners mm-hmm. on for Summer Splash. So yes, we have specials on Kabuli. Lime is going to be there doing their special promotions as usual. Great prizes and surprises from our partners, so you don't mm-hmm. want to miss that event. So now Market is just going to talk a bit of our trivia, which is something new.
Okay.
You can win prizes, lots of prizes and surprises.
I love trivia. I'm a trivia hound.
Okay.
Let's go.
So she's going to give us more information.
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. So the trivia basically is to get our fans on Facebook.
Okay.
Yes, to participate, to be able to win different gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So you could win, for example, coupons or other tickets
mm-hmm.
for drinks. You can
okay.
get complimentary entry as well.
But and that's all related to Summer Splash.
All related
yes.
to
Summer
Splash.
Okay.
Yes. So in order to participate, everyone has to be able to go to our Happy Hour page, not the 14
okay,
page.
Okay, let me type that in. Happy Hour page.
Yes.
Can I participate?
Of course you
of
can.
Course you can.
All right.
So it will be held on our Facebook page. The question will come sometimes in 2 and 3 parts, but all the parts will not be posted in one day. So sometimes on a Monday you have a question, on a Wednesday, and then Friday. But the trivia ends every Friday at noon. So that every Friday at 10 to 1, people will know who the winner of the trivia for the week is.
Okay.
Okay.
It's okay. So mm-hmm. just to make sure, because I'm following
just
directions.
Adding up in a calendar.
So do I do Fortune Happy Hour?
Yes.
Okay. So mm-hmm. I have Fortune
Happy Hour.
Okay. Happy Hour and events. Okay.
Yes.
So just keep that. It's
page.
A community page
mm-hmm.
with the Fortune logo.
Yes.
Okay. So look for that. Good.
Right. So you have to add us on Facebook to be able to participate. So the
go
question
like
will
it.
Be
okay.
uploaded every Monday morning. That's the first part of the question. And then you have to come back during the week in order to look for the
okay.
second
also
part or the third
so
part.
I won't see a question
yes.
for today?
No.
No.
Oh.
It's going to begin on the 1st.
Okay.
On the 1st of August.
So next Thursday.
Yes.
Next
no,
Friday.
It's Friday.
Next Friday is the first, yes.
Yes.
So we're
going
to put up the rules as well on Facebook. So
okay.
you'll see what the rules are, and then you'll see what the questions are. Just great questions.
Okay.
Hope that everybody a little bit.
Once again, you can win tickets.
You can win tickets,
drink
complimentary
tickets.
Entry.
Yes.
And we have a few other surprises that we're not going to speak
okay.
about.
Can I win a
staycation?
We have surprises. Yes, so that's our trivia starting on the 1st of August.
Yes.
Okay.
So Makisha's going to be posting some great questions and also the rules to take part in the trivia game. So if for more information, if you're not sure about our trivia or you have any questions that you want answered, you can call us at 448-5000 or you can email sales@fortyounghotel.com.
All right. Or
inbox us
inbox
on Facebook.
Oh, inbox
yes.
us on Facebook, right. We have a little time here. Let's take a little break. We'll be right back.
Friday's Cocktails and Conversation is on at the Fortune Hotel. Now and every Friday, enjoy delicious food and great company at the Warner's Bar from 5 to 11 p.m. Enjoy happy hour prices all night long with absolutely no entrance fee. Ask about our amazing summer staycation promotions, romance getaway, sneak away, or a family weekend getaway. Call 448-5000 to reserve your staycation. A complete weekend experience awaits you at the Fortune Hotel. Do you remember the Fortune Hotel's a summer splash of back in the day? Guess what?
Guess what? They are back.
Every Saturday from July 5th from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. Come line with us for an enjoyable experience with delicious food, drinks, and great company at Summer Splash. Entry fee only $15 with a complimentary drink up until 3 p.m. for Summer Splash at the Fortune Hotel. Indulge in our flavor-filled rum punch, party with Dominica's hottest DJs and live bands every single weekend. While you're there, don't forget to ask about the summer staycation rates on a romance getaway, sneak away, or a family weekend getaway. Call 448-5000 for more information. Sizzle with the Fortune Hotel.
This Summer Splash is brought to you through the kind compliments of Kubli,
Land, Value Every Moment, Fine Foods, Smirnoff, Johnny Walker, Wabade Rum, El Dorado, and 365 MMP.
Lime Bamba.
Let's get it started in here.
And the bass keeps running, running, and running, running,
and running, running,
and running, running.
It's 1:39.
Running, running, and
in this context.
I suspect this weekend is going to be a blast. It depends on whether you want to start with cocktails and conversations right
yes,
at Fortune.
At Friday. This Friday from 5 to 11 at the Warner's Bar on the Boardwalk. We have a great barbecue buffet, entertainment by Little Green People Band, entertainment group. So you don't want to miss that. And then the hype continues at our Summer Splash 2014 from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. with DJ Flip. And our kayak race in the First Caribbean and Clay Harbor. You don't want to miss that event. If you miss it last week or the first and second time, you don't want to miss that event. Great prizes and surprises from our sponsors. And also, you don't want to miss out on special prizes at the Fortune Hotel. You need to take part in our trivia special on Facebook. You can look it up on Facebook.com at our happy hour page starting August 1st. So we'll have questions. You need to answer these questions. The rules will be posted on our Facebook page. And just lots of prizes and surprises. For more information, you can call us at 448-5000 or email us at sales@fortunehotel.com. We'll be more than happy to answer all your questions and give you more information about all our events at the Fortune Hotel.
And that's a wrap. Fortune Hotel this evening. And don't forget the bigger Summer Splash event every Saturday from 2 until 7 p.m. Spend some time down at the boardwalk at the Fortune Hotel. It's also a family event. Some people brought their families there on Saturday. Enjoy some good food, some good prices. good seating, you know, good views, good vibes at Fortune. Still locked, we're going to the news update. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is your lunchtime news update for today, Friday, July 25th. In local news, we're being told that Dominica has lost its voting rights with the International Seabed Authority, an autonomous international organization established under the 1982 United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea and the 1994 Agreement relating to the implementation of Part 11 of the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea. Dominica is among six Caribbean countries mentioned on the list of 43 members that are in arrears of 2 years or more with dues effective April 2014. According to the Secretary General's report presented to the Assembly on Wednesday, as of April 30th, only 29% of the authority's 166 members have made their annual payments. The report states that monies collected represented 68% of the value of the member contributions to the 2014 budget. And from the region, a commendation from U.S. President Barack Obama featured among accolades bestowed upon Jamaican-born Colonel Jacqueline Mothersell Pay Borden as she retired recently from the U.S. Air Force Reserve as Chief Nurse Executive after serving 28 years. Payne Borden had served the 779th Medical Group at the Andrews Air Force Base in Maryland, and she was honored at a retirement ceremony filled with pomp and pageantry, attended by just over 200 Army officials, dignitaries, friends, and family at the Fort McNair Officers Club in Washington, D.C. last Friday. President Obama's commendation was read by Clinical Systems Nurse Assistant Major Natasha Sutton. In it, Obama extended his personal thanks and the sincere appreciation of a colorful nation for her contribution of honorable service to the United States. And internationally, efforts to secure a ceasefire between Israel and the militant Hamas movement are intensifying as more people have been killed in the 18-day conflict. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has been in Cairo meeting Egypt's foreign minister and the U.N. Secretary General. Five Palestinians were killed in the West Bank, while one Israeli soldier was killed in northern Gaza. Activists called for a day of rage over the deaths of 800 Palestinians in Gaza. Israel has lost 36 civilians. Most of the Palestinian deaths have been civilians, while 34 of Israel's dead have been soldiers. One Thai worker was also killed by a rocket fire in Israel. And that concludes your lunchtime news update. Still locked, your view continues shortly.
Being there, ready and able when it matters most. That's the promise that's been a comfort to Cheek clients for over 30 years.
Cheek is owned by Grace Kennedy, one of the Caribbean's largest conglomerates.
Grounded on a tradition of excellence,
honesty,
integrity,
and trust,
Cheek offers competitive rates,
special discounts,
quick claim settlements,
and no third-party deductible. Cheek, your insurance place from Grace Kennedy, is located in Roseau and Portsmouth with friendly, courteous, and efficient staff ready to serve you.
Every day, you upgrade different aspects of your life. Isn't it time to upgrade your insurance?
Get Cheek and experience insurance at its best.
Call us in Roseau on 440-8662
or in Portsmouth on 445-4291.
Cheek, your insurance place from Grace Kennedy.
NCCU present the first ever Kadaz Ripsa Festival on Friday, July 25th. Roseau Bayfront from 6 p.m. to midnight. Featuring Creole Giants, the first serenade band, the Fanatic Lucas, King Halibut, Web Battle, Triumph, Janitors, Who's Golden, J.D. Della, Lady Star, Derrick Seville, and more. It absolutely free. The NCC You Can Dance Festival. The NCC You Can Dance Lipsa Festival. The NCC You Can Dance Lipsa Festival. Partners include Mapping 2K4, Digicel, Kubuli ACS, New India Assurance, Adam Sounds, Bullseye Pharmacy. The NCC You Can Dance Festival, Friday, July 25th, Rosa Bay from 6 p.m. to midnight. Kadas Pelame.
Right now, you can earn a fully accredited and internationally recognized CXC CAP Associate's degree with Lead Institute for much less than what it costs to study abroad or anywhere in Dominica. With Lead Institute, you get to pay less than $5,000 for your fully accredited CAP Associate's degree. Don't be left behind. Join the thousands of students around the Caribbean who are and will be graduating with the region's most prestigious, sought-after and highly portable degree with the CXC stamp of approval. And your CAP Associate's degree, you actually earn transfer college credits that allows you to apply and gain acceptance to the best college and universities around the world. Fully accredited and internationally recognized degrees in business, humanities, information and communications technology, general studies and natural sciences, flexible payment plans. Take advantage. Register anytime before June 30th. You qualify for even lower tuition. Email us at leadinstitute@hotmail.com. Call us at 440-3257. Lead Institute. Don't just catch up. Get ahead.
Unity Music, CPAP, and Mapping 2K4 brings you a big one. Sunday, 27th July. It's the Nature Island Roots Fest 2014 Volume 1. The excitement is all at the Last Flight Bar in Marigot with Omari Banks, Ecstasy Band, King Dice, WCK, and Out of Grenada, Mr. Killer, with lots more. Admission only $40. Roly Poly Space $30. Bang time 5 p.m. to midnight.
The views expressed in this radio program are not necessarily those of Q95 FM Radio. Q95 FM Radio will not accept any responsibility or liability for the statements made in the course of this program.
It's 10 past 1. I forgot to say hi to the folks at Fouawi Bakery and Franz Patisserie. Big good afternoon to you. Folks, the folks at All Saints University, the ladies all there, tell me, you don't call our name. All Saints University, big one coming right at you. And the folks over at Guiav is celebrating, 33 years as a family-owned business. Big Customer Appreciation Day coming up next Thursday. Next Thursday, Customer Appreciation Day at Guiav. Hi to the folks at Guiav. We also want to say hi to the folks over at The Glam. You can get your tickets for the QTS Under 16 Final and DJ competition at Guiav and The Glam. Tickets are going. You can also get tickets here in our office from all of our QTS quarter finalists and the Under 16 finalists as well, and the DJs. A few more days left. Who will be the new QTS Under 16 champion? Let me see if I can remember everybody's name outright. Will it be Aaliyah Christopher? Will it be Anisha Austri? Or will it be Chelsea Prince? Will it be Emily Francois? Will it be Kitana or Kitwani? Will it be Kiara Alexander? What about Kaya or Kaya Del Sol? Or Sahani Moses? Did I do 10 or 11? How many? I feel like I'm missing someone. Let me try that again. knew I missed someone. Somewhere in the A's. In the A's. I left out Anne Daniela John Baptist. So let's take it from the start, okay? From the top. All right, our under 16 finalists are Aaliyah Christopher, Bafrode, Anne Daniela John Baptist, Marigot, Anisha Austrey, Woodford Hill, Chelsea Prince, Wesley, Emily Francois, Wesley, Kea Del Sol, Lubiere, Kiara Alexander, Foncole, Kitana Telemac, Wesley, Kitwani John Baptist, Riviera Sirik, Lilisha Engol, Lubiere, and Sahani Moses Salisbury. There you are. All 11 of them, they'll be on stage next Sunday at the Harlem Plaza. Showtime is 5 p.m. The ladies, the very first finalist, takes the stage exactly at 6 p.m. If you're on the last show, trust me, we started on time. Matt and myself and Kimberly, we were on stage at the second, okay, and it will start on time. Barring anything that is beyond every sort of human control. Showtime is on time. Okay, I've wanted to, I'll share a couple of things with you, but today our hot topic is probably going to be more or less something I think that we haven't shared here. It's not politics, so we're staying away from the politics today. I think we've had enough of that. It's Friday, okay? Let's try to learn something else here. So sometime this week, I wanted to share with you and to get your feedback on something called email etiquette. You know what that means? You know, how to write, respond to, interpret, read, communicate via, with, of, from, I don't know, any preposition you want to use, email. Email etiquette. So we're going to spend a little time on email etiquette today. And that might also kind of border on texting etiquette. You know, if it's your friend, what do you accept? If it's business, what do you accept? If it's a business friend, you know, how do you respond? How do you talk in an email? You know, if it's your manager, you know, how do you respond back compared to a colleague who's at your same level? If you are the manager and you're talking across to your team, you know, all of that kind of stuff. So we'll see how far we can go with email etiquette this afternoon. But there are a couple of stories that I tagged on the Facebook page, Your View. So once again, you can search for us on Facebook. I am not accepting any more friend requests on my personal page because Facebook have a rule. So we have our page, Your View. It's the very first search result up in Facebook. It's two words, Your View. You can just add Dominica to that just to make sure. Go ahead and like our page. And I try to post as much information that we discussed there, or articles I read about. I try to post them there as well. So you can take a look at that. Okay, so earlier when the ladies from Fort Young were here, I mentioned the story out of India. So dental surgeons, or surgeons at this point, they have to be a surgeon, pulled 232 teeth from a 17-year-old's mouth in India. We are told... Can you imagine that, Arlene? Listen to the story. Surgeons in Mumbai have removed 232 teeth from the mouth of an Indian teenager in what they believe may be a world record operation. Tell me about it. You mean there was somebody who they removed 233 teeth from? In what they believe would be a world record operation, the hospital said. Ashik Gavai, or Gavai, 17, sought medical help for a swelling on the right side of his lower jaw. The case was referred to the city's hospital, where they found that he was suffering from a condition known as complex odontoma, head of dentistry said. Basically, the condition results in benign tumors made of teeth-like structures. And look at the picture. They have a picture of the 232 teeth and whatever it is, you know, they're called, removed from a 17-year-old's mouth in India. Some of them are huge. They look like stones. Some are minuscule. Some look like they had to be pulled out with a tweezer. Some look like they were going to be hacked out of his teeth. But the young gentleman is doing fine, that he has some 232 teeth removed from his mouth. Quite interesting story there. Let me see there. There's another one, let me see there, that I wanted to share with you. Oh, we mentioned, I'm not sure it was yesterday or the day before, I mentioned the case of Sherrilyn Augustine. Back in the media, we're told that her brother is putting or has put together a petition. Once they get enough signatures, they will present it to the Canadian authorities for her to be extradited back to Dominica to sit trial for the murder of her two children. Apparently, it not only hit DNO and the local media, but there was a big news story on local Canadian TV where, you know, the details of the allegations, the details of the murder of the two children were once again relieved. And I remember seeing another headline relating to that news story, that TV news story, indicating mother murders two Canadian children free and is walking free in Canada. Something to that effect. I may not have it word for word, but it's something to that effect, basically. Woman kills two Canadian children and is walking free or walks free in Canada. And, you know, you can imagine some of the various reactions to that sensational headline. So, a brother says he is assisting his sister to get her day in court. She wants to have her day in court. She wants to tell her story. She feels like she's been muted, that she's not gotten justice. She wants to tell her story, and she wants closure. The brother wants closure. And so they've put this petition together. So, Sherrilyn Augustine making news in Canada, relieving details of that gruesome event in Dominica. So if you haven't seen it, I think the news story was circulating on Facebook and on social media. So if you're interested, you can check that out. And before we go to the email etiquette, it's a weekend and I found this very interesting, 10 things I wish I knew 10 years ago. I want to share it with you because sometimes, you know, we experience life and we don't seem to learn a few things, or, you know, we learn it the hard way, and, you know, it kind of get difficult to reconcile our emotions as far as life is concerned. So before we get to the email etiquette, let me tell you about this. So 10 is from another one of my blogs that I like very well. It's lifebuzz.com, L-I-F-E-B-U-Z-Z, lifebuzz.com. The heading here is 10 things I wish I knew 10 years ago, especially number 8. Number 1, loving someone should not mean losing you, Y-O-U. True love empowers you, it doesn't erase you. True love allows human beings to build amazing things by working together through passion, kindness, and goodwill. So be strong enough to stand alone. Be yourself enough to stand apart. But be wise enough to share your love and stand together when the time comes. Number 2, getting even doesn't help you get ahead. You will never get ahead of anyone as long as you try to get even with them. Sometimes we don't forgive people because they deserve it. We forgive them because they need it, because we need it, and because we cannot move forward without forgiveness. To forgive is to rediscover the inner peace and purpose that at first you thought someone took away when they betrayed you. Number 3, you attract what you show to the world. Very important. You attract what you show to the world. So if you want it, reflect it. Happiness, freedom, and peace of mind are always attained by giving them out to others without exception or expectation, sorry. The one who blesses others is abundantly blessed. Those who help others are eventually helped. You have two hands, one to help yourself and the other to help those around you. Very nice. Number 4, failure is success when you learn from it. Experience is what you get when you don't get what you want. Let me say that again. Experience is what you get when you don't get what you want. Obstacles can't stop you. Problems can't stop you. Other people can't stop you. These barriers are temporary. They come and they go, which is why, over the course of a lifetime, the only barrier that can truly stop you is you. So don't give up. Sometimes you have to journey through hell on earth to find heaven on earth. Number five, you are not what you have done, but what you have overcome. Say it again. You are not what you have done, but what you have overcome. All the hardships, all the mistakes, all the rejections, all the pain, all the times you questioned why, all of these things have given birth to the wisdom and strength that will help you shine your light to the world, even in the darkest hours. Number six, this one is very good. Your past can only hurt you today if you let it. Your past can only hurt you today if you let it. Do not pay any attention to what the past whispers if all it's doing is bad-mouthing what today has to offer. There are times when you need to release the bitterness and grab a firm hold of happiness without permission and without reason. The only way to get over the past is to leave it behind. If you spend your time reliving moments that are gone forever, you might miss the special moments that are yet to come. Number seven, it's never too late to become the person you are capable of being. And it says, repeat after me, I am free. You can fulfill your life's purpose by starting here, right now, today, in this moment. The purpose of life is not to simply be happy, but to matter, to be productive, to be useful, to make some kind of difference that you have lived at all. Remember, life is constant change, but growth is optional. Choose wisely. Start now. Number eight, passion is important. If you are trapped between your dreams and what other people think is right for you, always travel the route that makes you happy, unless you want everybody to be happy except you. And whatever you do, don't chase the money. Catch up the ideas and activities that make you come alive. Go for the things of greater value, the things money can't buy, and use them to create a relevant profession. Number nine, the pain is worth it. You can't really begin to appreciate life until it has knocked you down a few times. You can't really begin to appreciate love until your heart has been broken. You can't really begin to appreciate happiness until you've been sad. You have to struggle up the mountainside to appreciate the breathtaking view at the mountaintop. Very nice. And number 10. Sometimes what you don't want is actually what you need. Sometimes the things you can't change end up changing you for the better. Master your responses to external events. Don't always attempt to control them. You will rarely end up exactly where you want it to go, but you will always end up exactly where you need to be. All right, so once again, the blog or the website is called Life Buzz, L-I-F-E, lifebuzz.com. And there are some pretty interesting things there. And this particular one is called The 10 Things I Wish I Knew 10 Years Ago. You got to struggle up the mountainside so that when you get to the top, you can appreciate the view. And don't let others tell you you can't make it, that you're too old or it's too late. Or they throw your past in your face every time, as a reason why you cannot be you, you cannot be happy, you cannot be better, you cannot be better than them. Don't look at your failures as failures, but look at them as one step closer to success. And the hurt and the pain is a stepping stone so that you can know the opposite of hurt and the opposite of pain and the opposite of hate, okay? It's love, it's happiness. And with a few minutes left, I want to touch on the idea of email etiquette. We can probably continue some of this next week as well. You know, sometimes you receive emails from friends, they may be close friends, and they take certain liberties to write emails in a certain way. Or it might be from business colleagues, it might be from someone maybe you haven't even heard of in a long time. Probably they found your email on LinkedIn or Facebook and they decided to contact you. And you know, it might be, and again, depending on where you work, if you're working, for example, in customer service, I can imagine you get some very poignant, interesting, rude, blatant, sharp, all the other nice adjectives you could use, emails. If you're a boss, you write your emails in a certain way based on the situation. And the person on the receiving end of the email that you're writing, you also have to think of them. Okay, how is that person going to interpret what I'm saying? Am I translating or, you know, passing across the right tone, the right information? Because in a number of cases, you know, we feel that a computer is just writing black and white. You know, it's simple. I write it, it goes. But if many of you did not know this, a lot of us know you can pick up a tone, even if the person is not speaking to you verbally. Emails and sentences and words, it's so, you know, language is so dynamic. Without saying anything, you can understand what someone is writing. You can almost hear them saying it when you read out the email or you read out the sentences. Emails have tones, so it's not just black and white. So you need to be very careful in how you write your email, unless if that's a tone, if you want a negative tone, if you want a very authoritative tone, if you want a salacious tone, you know. So you have to be aware of, okay, what do I want that person on the receiving end of this email to, one, understand, to feel, and, you know, to then action. How do I want them to respond to this email? Am I asking them to do something, to get something done, to respond to me, etc.? Couple things for me in emails that I absolutely do not like. Capital letters for like five sentences or, you know, the entire email. Capital letters, do not ever use capital letters in emails unless you probably use a capital and you're probably promoting something or you want to highlight something and then you underline it or you color it in a certain way. And if we've been guilty of, you know, kind of doing that sometimes, you know, let us just be a little bit more, myself included, you know, sometimes you might start typing something and blah, blah, and you forget your caps on and you quickly send it off, you know, and then the person on the other end is like, why is Giselle screaming at me? What did I do? What's wrong with that woman? Not today. What? Oh, it's Friday. Leave me alone, eh? You know, you can have that kind of reaction. It might just be a mistake or probably you did not understand that that is the tone that you were, you know, getting across. To the telephone, hello.
Yes, Giselle, good day to you and the Nature Island.
Good afternoon, yes.
Yes, and this is all based on the intellectual of the person, the individual. Because if it's a business associate, I won't respond to that person like the same way I'll respond to a friend, a buddy of mine, a homie of mine. So it's all to the individual, how the intelligence of the person. Different
you know,
people
some people don't know the difference. Some people would write to a friend almost the way that they would address, for example, a coworker. And I would be reading your email and I'd be like, do they realize that they're writing this email to me? You know, like the tone of your word is like, I am not working for you. I don't work for you. Don't write to my email like that to me. You know?
I don't understand that some individual will do that. They don't realize that different people will get addressed differently, you know, but it's all about letting them be aware of that if they're ready for the business world. You cannot do that with a friend the way you would address a business associate. You know, different individual, you address them differently. It's all about educating individual. All right?
Thank you.
That's very important what you're talking of. It's very important letting the young people especially be aware of that, because that alone could make them lose a position if they apply for a job or something.
People judge
that
you.
Could prevent them from getting it, you know?
All right.
A good thing, letting them be aware of that. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, let me go for a few pointers here. So what are the etiquette rules in writing emails? As we said, some rules differ according to the nature of your business, your corporate culture. Is it a company where everybody is, you know, walking on eggshells, is everybody afraid to talk? Or is it a company like Google or Microsoft or one of them where it's a little more chilled out and a different dynamic as long as you meet your deadlines? But here is a list of the 32 most important email etiquette tips that we're told. So I'm going to share a few of them with you. And, you know, you can check an email you receive and check an email that you send. And, you know, you can rate yourself. Check my email, the email I sent to you recently. And then you can call me up on it, okay? No problem. All right, 32 most important email etiquette tips. Be concise and to the point. Oh, my God. I don't want to use the word hate. I do not like long emails. It means that we have not had a phone conversation, and so you're writing me a very long email, or I'm writing you a very long email. So be concise and to the point. Number two, answer all questions and preempt further questions. That's very important in a business environment. So while you're answering, okay, so someone says to you, hey, Giselle, did you remember to schedule this client yesterday? You remember to tell Matt this, and please, before you leave, do this and do that. Okay. Answer every question in the email, so the person then doesn't have to send you another email and say, okay, fine, I got one and two, but you didn't respond to this part of it. That's more time on both of your parts to answer. And even answer questions that you know might come as a follow-up email or as a follow-up conversation. So go ahead and say, okay, and don't, you know, I am also doing this, I am also doing that, and I've also secured this for the weekend. So the person doesn't have to come back and ask you those questions in a separate email. Use proper spelling, grammar, and punctuation. Very important. Sometimes we all can be guilty of, you know, using caps where we're not supposed to, using colons, and, you know, we type so very quickly because we have so many things to do, and the punctuation and sometimes the grammar can suffer. Make it personal. You know, if you know the individual's name that you're writing to, use the first name, you know, and make it personal. You know, dear Gerald, I received your letter today. You know, dear Mary, I'm so happy that you called earlier. I was not able to answer your call, something. Use templates or frequently use responses. Oh, that's a different matter. Answer swiftly. So sometimes, you know, if you get the email right away and you can do a quick response back, you know, it's probably better than waiting 2 or 3 days. But again, we know work and life can get in the way. Do not attach unnecessary files. Tell me about it. Do not overuse the high priority option. You know, some people, everything is urgent. Everything is no. So you have a big urgent at the, you know, urgent, urgent. And then you open the email and it's some nonsense. Okay? Do not write in capitals. Capitals mean you're screaming at someone, or you're belittling them, or you're patronizing them, or you think that they don't know what they're about to do, or, you know, it's very, very derogatory, very pejorative. Don't use capitals, as I said, unless if you're doing up some sort of message or promotion and you put probably this sentence is capital, you put it in a different font, probably you do something in a graphic art or something. Don't leave out the message. Fred, very important for business clients. I had a colleague once who told me she's never erased an email or deleted an email from her business account, even if it's just to say, hi, I received your email, done, thank you. She's never deleted an email. So don't leave out the email thread. So when you're responding, you know, sometimes you want to erase everything at the bottom of the email and then respond. Leave the email thread so that you can refer to it, unless if there is something in that thread that is not meant for that individual's eyes and ears, you know, then you delete it, you know. Do not overuse reply all. Sometimes someone sends you an email and you see 10 people copied on it, and when you look at some of the people copied on it, it has nothing to do with them. Sometimes people do that when they want to let everybody know that they're telling you to do something, and that if you don't do it, then everybody know, and then they come back and blame you. That happens a lot, okay? When you're responding, you can choose who you want to add and don't use reply all. If it's just 3 people your response, you know, has to do with, just tag 3 of them. You don't need to tag it to the bottle washer and the security guard and everybody. You know, that those kinds of emails. I had a boss once, for example, who a colleague did that, copied me, sent me an email and copied my boss, copied his boss and copied another person on it. And you know what my boss did? He called me on the phone and he says to me, that is such poor etiquette. So what am I supposed to do? Like, answer everybody, reply back to a simple email. And he's like, that person has poor email etiquette, or that they have a control issue, because you don't go just copying random people on an email just to say that you sent a message to this person. Do not forward chain letters. Do not copy a message or attachment without permission. Very important. Somebody sends you something and you just go and send it out to 500 other people. Avoid using urgent or important. Avoid long sentences. Be courteous in your email. Sometimes you get an email and the person just start talking, like they're sending a text message. And I want you to do this the next time you are in town and get me a pair of shoes by Nassif. And there's no dear Giselle or hi Giselle, hope you're having a good day. Hey, you know, can we catch up on this? Can you get this for me? It's just, it just starts with a preposition. There's no hello. There's no hi. I'll just take one more call before I close off. Hello.
Good day, Giselle.
Good afternoon.
Obviously, Giselle, there are different emails. There's business emails, your friends, etc. But the one that, the thing that people do that bothers me the most, and I'll just advise them, use spell check if you can't spell, and try to speak a reasonable level of the Queen's English. Mm-hmm. Because
you have a problem with that, you have a problem with persons mistaking there and there and live and live.
So just the bad English and then the bad spelling.
Yes.
You have a spell check, and you know, try your best to use the Queen's English as best as you can, because it's just annoying. Some people are writing slang. That's annoying.
Oh, I don't like
if
the slang.
If you're going to write an email in slang, yeah. I really don't appreciate it.
That for me, that for me is a complete no-no. Whether you're a friend or not, using slang in an email for me is absolutely out of the question.
Good afternoon.
All right, thank you. Very good intervention there. Slang. And also using what we call emoticons, you know, the little smiley faces and this and that, whatever. Just keep it a little. I think you can probably use a minimal amount of emoticons. You know, every sentence doesn't have to end with a thumbs up, a smiley face, a clapping hand, a rose, a football, just because you're talking about, hey, I'll see you at the football game on the weekend, and you go and attach a football emoticon or whatever. You know, I think there are some basic emoticons that you can use. You know, it's like, hey, can you please, you know, get this done for me? I'm so sorry, I'm letting you know late, you know. And, you know, you put the little colon and the little apostrophe so it forms a little smiley face. That's fine. But you don't, it's not a WhatsApp message. You know, you know, emoticons in an email. And the slang. Slang and acronyms. You know, sometimes people send me things and I'm like, what does this mean? You know, LOL, this, that, whatever, TMFIWTH, whatever. I'm like, what is that? As a gentleman said, use a Queen's English, you know. We'll talk more about this next week. I have to go. 1:40. It is the weekend, so, you know, practice writing some emails over the weekend. And if you have any emails from me and I have any of that nonsense in it, let me know. I will clean up my act. I promise you, I'll clean up my act. It's 1:40. We'll go over some more of that Monday. There's a lot more here. Some of them very important. Some things, some people say, really? I didn't know I was doing that. What? Really? So when I do that, that's how the other person feels. Yeah, that's how they feel. I'll leave you with this last one. Use an active instead of a passive voice. Do you remember active and passive voice in school? Yeah, look it up. Active and instead of a passive voice. And there are also some keywords that you should always use in emails and keywords you should avoid using because it does not show your strength as, for example, a manager or a colleague, etc. When you write an email, I can read an email and I can know if I can I can walk over you or if you, you know, if I have to respect you. But trust me. It's 1:41. We've got to go. Join Matthias Peltier Jr. tomorrow morning from 8, Caribbean Cruise, right here. Omari Banks will be on with him tomorrow. Don't forget, DJ Mystic is on tonight and tomorrow afternoon as well. And the Dude with the Attitude Paquette on Soul to Soul Gospel Sunday morning. Kimberly should be on with you Sunday as well for Kids on Cue and Healthy Lifestyles. You gotta stay locked on the Q95 FM round the clock each and every day.